Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Hey everybody, how you doing? Well, that's good. Welcome to the latest edition of Sounds from the Locker Room, where we take a dive into Maddie Campbell's notebook and pull out some of the best clips from her post-game access to the players, as well as the coach's press conference. This episode is from Monday's win against the Winnipeg Jets. We're going to lead off with Carter Hart because, well, Carter Hart. While a brilliant goaltender, Hart is also well-versed in saying exactly what he's supposed to say to the media, so he's not always the most interesting interview. But don't we all just need a little more Carter Hart in our lives? Luckily for listeners, Hart doesn't say anything too important here, because the audio is less than ideal. But these were the most understandable clips, talking over someone who must be doing some kind of chant of the occult in the background. Anyway, here's Hart answering first about his demeanor in the net.
Yeah, I feel comfortable at this level. I think after the first couple of games, or even after the first game against Detroit, my nerves were just crazy for that game. And then after that, kind of realized, like, hey, it's another game. Boards are the same, the ice is the same. You just got to go out and play. And that's the approach that I have to have.
In the next cut, the initial question is about the bye week and the All-Star break messing up his rhythm. But the savvy youngster takes it in another direction, because why talk about yourself when you can talk about the team?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I went down to Allentown and played on Saturday in Bridgeport, but I think tonight we got really hard and competed, and we had an unbelievable third period. And we didn't give up much. So to get some support like that in the third period is huge.
How was the practice this
A crucial part of the game like that. We battled hard and we competed.
Let's listen next to what Captain Claude Giroux had to say about the victory. G started off talking about Carter Hart and if the team is surprised by the 20-year-old's poise and confidence, or if they've already just come to expect it.
No, I mean, he does it every day, practice, games, and all. He's a pretty mature kid for his age, and he's playing some great hockey for us. He's giving us a chance to win every night.
How much confidence has he given this team?
Well, he makes those big saves to kind of give us momentum, and you know, he just makes us feel comfortable. He's a pretty quiet guy, kind of does his own thing, and that's good for us.
Number 28 then spoke about the team's modest streak heading into the break and how it feels to keep the momentum going on after the time off.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were saying it couldn't come at a worse time to break, but we picked up where we left off, and that's 0-0 after the first, and like the way we're playing. And We have chances. We're just being patient hockey team.
Has the recent run of success against good teams like the Jets and Bruins given the team a renewed confidence?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, one thing that we were missing, a little confidence and a little belief that we could win any game. And right now, you know, we're looking at standings. It's not pretty, but it's we have a mentality right now. We'll go one game at a time.
Next, Giroux talks about Phil Veroni's goal.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great play. I mean, you know, they did a good job of screening the goalie and around the net. And, it's a dirty goal, and I mean, at this time of year, that's a good way to defense for goals. That's how you get it.
What's the feeling about making a run in the locker room right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, like I said, you look at the standings, it's not encouraging, but, you know, we had a chance to do something special here, and you know, it's easy to say that we're going to make a run for it, but we're putting the time in. We're playing as a team. We're motivated to keep going here, and you know, I really believe that if we keep playing the way we are, mature team, patient team, I think we're going to be 10 games in the season. We're going to be in the race.
Claude then commented on Christian Folan's late addition to the lineup following Shane Gostisbehere exiting the pregame skate.
Yeah, that was kind of a little curveball for us. And Foles did a good job coming in and played solid. And that's what teams do. We haven't chosen back.
Okay, now you know I love you, G, but talk about Carter Hart a little bit more. Are you surprised by his success and the confidence he has brought to the team?
Yes, I am. You told me before the season, I would have been surprised for sure. I mean, you're not supposed to be 20-year-old and play the way he's playing right now. It's he's just playing, having fun, and try to do the best for him.
There's a calm when he's calm and on his game, but it raises everybody else's level. Guys, he's your eraser, he's your wall down there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he knows how to panic, so it's that's a good thing. But no, I don't want to repeat myself. But when you're 20-year-old and you have that that composure and the confidence, it's impressive. And I keep going.
Let's go now to the aforementioned Phil Veroni. The former Phantom netted his second goal of the year to open Monday's scoring, so naturally, let's start with the question that was on everybody's mind. Is this what you were seeing out of Carter Hart while playing in front of him in Lehigh Valley?
To be honest, probably better. It's not easy for anyone to transition to pro, but especially for a goaltender. I think he, at the start of this season, was trying to learn a lot. Not just at the rink, but away from the rink, but since he's been up here, he's been phenomenal. So, I think it's more than what I saw in the American League, and he's doing well. He deserves to be here.
How have you adjusted from a scoring role in the AHL to a fourth line role with the big club?
It just comes with understanding the situation you're in. It's, I mean, everyone wants to play 20 minutes, everyone wants to be on the power play, but sometimes you're not in that situation, and you gotta make do with what you have, and it is what it is, and trying to do the best that I can with it, and go through it.
It's JVR time! The off-season free agent signing picked up his 13th goal of the season on a nifty give-and-go play with Travis Konecny in the third period to give the Flyers an insurance goal late. James talks about his recent scoring success as well as the team's current stretch of victories.
Now things are set up a little bit differently than they were, and obviously we weren't good enough at the start of the year, so there's always coulda, woulda, shouldas in certain ways, but we're not going to worry about that. We're going to worry about the end, taking the next game and trying to take care of our own business and hopefully put ourselves in a position where we can be knocking at the door towards the end of the season.
You were playing well heading into the break, but how important was it to keep the momentum going?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, again, definitely seemed like that break came at a tough time just because, again, we're starting to feel good, starting to get into a nice rhythm. And, obviously we wanted to pick up where we left off against a really strong team over there. So, it's a good one for us tonight.
Van Riemsdyk next comments on Philly's success against quality opponents with wins over Boston, Montreal, and now Winnipeg.
Yeah, I think, again, I think we've shown it throughout the year. It's just a matter of doing it consistently. I think we've kind of always had those games where we're playing right there with these strong teams, but we're making those big errors that end up costing us games. But I think, again, on this last little stretch here, we haven't been making those types of plays, and we've been giving ourselves a chance every night.
With 7 goals in your last 6 games, is this the best you've felt since returning to the Flyers?
I think, again, you try to be patient, but I think ultimately coming into a new situation, new team, these things sort of take time where I'm trying to figure out my way here as just as much as, again, the coaches and management are trying to figure out the best way to use me. So sometimes those things take time, and as a player, again, you just try to keep putting your best foot forward every day and worry about the stuff you can control. But, again, certainly sometimes those things take time to develop chemistry, stuff like that. So you try not to worry too much about the other stuff, but you certainly just have to be patient and just keep working at it.
There's been obviously a lot of talk about picking up where you guys left off, but what does that mean to you? What is it that you guys as a team were focusing in on before that you tried to make sure you didn't lose track of when you got back out there today?
Yeah, I think primarily just making sure we're making smart decisions with and without the puck. I think that's been really key for us on the stretch that we've been having some success is, we're not making those plays that end up where we beat ourselves. So, certainly every team's got skill, every team's going to get chances, but you try not to give them some of those easier ones and you give yourself a chance.
Rounding out the players portion of this episode is Travis Konecny, who I love because he enunciates. First, TK talks about building confidence by beating playoff-bound teams.
Yeah, it definitely builds our confidence. I mean, you know, we've been on a pretty good roll, but, you know, we knew coming off the break playing against these guys was going to be a tough game. And, you know, I think we just kept things simple and did the right things all night and paid off for us.
Travis, you picked up a goal and an assist tonight against one of the best teams in the NHL. Talk to me about Carter Hart. Please. I cannot get enough Carter Hart.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive. You know, guys like Laine and Scheifele, those guys beat some of the best goals in the league. And, you know, he looked like he was pretty confident in there tonight, making some big saves. And, you know, we're happy for him. We're playing hard in front of him and, you know, just trying to keep building his confidence.
But that way confidence kind of permeate for you guys when he's doing as well as he's doing?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, he's been making those big saves when we need him. So, you know, it's not like we can play looser. It's just... I don't know, but it's definitely given us confidence to play, you know, offensively and create opportunities up ice. And he's just been, you know, he's been a wall in there for us.
How big was it to pick up a win after the bye week and All-Star break?
Yeah, that's important. I mean, you always worry when you have little breaks like that. You know, you worry about the Christmas break and, let alone the 7 day or so. You know, I think the coaching staff did a good job of getting us back and prepared yesterday at practice. And, you know, and we're all pretty focused in here right now as far as what we need to do on the ice. So I think everyone individually, you know, did the right things yesterday and the day before.
Does it creep into your mind at all, like, what if you'd played this well in the first few months of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's ups and downs of the season, right? It's just a matter of finding a groove and sticking with it. And, you know, it's easy to look now and say we could have did this, you know, a couple months ago, but sometimes it takes time, you know, to get in the groove, and now we're finding our way up.
Does it feel like 200 NHL games?
I mean, it flew by, but I mean, I'm sure as the games get going, my body will start feeling it. So, but I mean, it kind of flies by. It's crazy when guys talk about how fast it goes by. And 200 games is, you know, quite a bit. I hadn't thought about it until today.
We've made it through yet another episode of Sounds from the Locker Room. Here is Coach Scott Gordon's post-game press conference. Thanks for listening.
Early in the season in Lehigh, the goalie that you saw down there, the goalie you're seeing up here, is this more confident when he's playing at a higher level? Are you surprised that he's been able to give the confidence to the guys in front of him the way he seems to do on a game-after-game basis?
Yeah, I think he started to do that before he came up down in Lehigh, and I think it's just been a, from day one to where he is now, he's gotten better every day. I mean, it's not surprising that he has been capable to be as good as he is, because we know how talented he is. I think the part that's been impressive is how he's handled the whole process of getting to this point and, doing it against some pretty good competition.
Scott, you said you were worried, not worried, you were interested to see how the team came out of the break and if you still had the same rhythm. It looked, at least from upstairs, like in the first period, neither team had a whole lot of jump. Did they seem to get on their skates a little bit after that?
Yeah, puck was bouncing a little bit, and there was nothing clean for either team. And, I thought, it wasn't from a lack of effort. I just think that there was nothing that was materializing for either team. And then as the game progressed, I thought we got our legs and our hands caught up to our heads. And that was my last words to the players. I felt like our heads were going to be in the right place, but our feet and our hands might not be where our heads are at. So we've got to try to make it simple and find our way through the game just don't get ourselves beat by not being ready to play at the start.
Scott, what happened to Shane Goss's career? And do
you
have any update on
the only thing I can tell you is it's nothing serious. We're hopeful that he'll be able to play against Boston and more than likely be able to play on Saturday.
Did it happen in warm-ups or in the morning?
No, I think there was something that happened this morning. I didn't get the details of it, but it's apparently nothing more than a bruise.
Coach, Provorov looked really, really good tonight. He looked confident with the puck. He was pushing the play like you liked down with the Phantoms. Have you said anything to him as of late?
And not just Provy, but all of our defensemen, we want to have a pass-and-go mentality and not necessarily be the person that's got to carry the mail the length of the ice as a defenseman. We get the puck in the forward's hands, follow up the play, be the late guy, and if there's opportunities to be part of a 3-on-2, then by all means you have the green light to go. And if you're not moving the puck, not distributing the puck, and you're getting yourself caught standing still looking for the perfect option, you're not going to get those opportunities. And I found if there's been one area that Provy's improved upon, that it's that area.
A few more questions, please.
If you look at the details, is the way you guys closed out the game in the third period. Good plays on the wall, you're able to break out, get some forecheck, get some pressure up ice going. Is that the mark of the way a confident hockey team closes out a game in the league?
Yeah, I think we have gotten a level of consistency in doing those types of things. And part of it is playing with the lead going into the third period, you know, to know that you don't have to sell the farm to try to get a goal and win the game. So that part has been consistently getting better, particularly the last six games, and we just got to be mindful of that moving forward.
You were trying to follow as much as you could when you were down in Lehigh as to what was going on up here, but when you see what's happened the last four games and even the play a little bit before that, do you scratch your head and say, how is this not happening on a consistent basis all season?
I don't know. There's a lot of things that, just the injuries in that, I mean, you can't plan for that. To think that you go into the season and you have both goalies not ready to play at the start, and then Alex gets hurt to start the year, and then you're encouraged by what Stoli does, and then he gets hurt. I mean, that's just, I wish I had that opportunity to be the fifth guy to get the, have four goalies go down and get in and play. And Carter's obviously been the benefactor of that, and that's great for him. And if anything, when you look at, to answer your question, what happened with the team, I can't speak to everything, but that certainly has an impact in it. And then, you get yourself in a situation where when the guys, particularly Brian and Newby, get back into the lineup, they're not even the same guys because they haven't really had their training camps. And so now all of a sudden you lose a few games and you start to press and you probably try to do things that you wouldn't normally do if it's a normal situation. You lose ground quickly.
Last question.
Seeing guys like Ferroni and Rothel, Mack, Boland getting involved in the scoring, TK had mentioned that it feels like the team's getting more comfortable with the systems that you're installing. Is seeing those guys specifically score, is that just a trickle-down effect of everybody finally getting comfortable with the systems that are installed, or is it just a matter of instinctual play?
I think there's a little bit of that. I also think maybe there's some players that are in a better place now. JVR, you look at him and what he's done in this last stretch here. It didn't happen right away when I got here, but it's gradually progressed. And now all of a sudden, we're getting more consistent play from TK. And I think the focus has changed a little bit as far as maybe more team-oriented, doing the right things more consistently. And for whatever reason, when you go through these spells where you lose, you get off the map, and it makes it hard to win games. I think we just collectively as a group have grown into a more consistent performance for 60 minutes. That's something that gets developed and confidence builds throughout the team in their belief on how you play and what you do. And when you don't get that at the start of the year, that is something that, it's hard to recover. And like I said earlier, with our goalies being hurt to start the year, there was no rhythm for that to build within the team.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to cars.com. It's magical.